Hey, it's Brad with the Daily BM, and on today's show, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the assassination attempt on Donald J. Trump. I said Donald Gay. But anyway, yeah, you never know. Might be how he rolls. But check it out. I had some interesting things happen to me over the weekend, and then I wanted to save it for today's show because Mikey is a wall. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a 15-minute quick hit. And yeah, let's get busy and let's get at it. Good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I'm Brad. I am here today, loner with a boner. Minus the boner, because I'm old and, you know, ED causes those things not to go up, right? Ha! Whatever. Some of us just don't have the blessed, great penal skills of old once you get past a certain age. So, you know, hey, whatever. Who's judging, right? Hey, whatever. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little politics today. I know it's Tech Tuesday, so you nerds, sorry that tuned in, but you're not getting that today. You're getting something a little different because I wanted to use this as a vent session, kind of like my Saturday solo podcast, which is basically The Why with Brad. That's right. Why do people do the shit they do? So I wanted to talk about the assassination attempt on former President Trump. So first I want to start with, this is not a politically driven show. This is not a politically driven party separate. Even though I am a registered Republican, I am not, I am one of those middle roaders. Let me put it that way. I'm not far right. When I was a Democrat, I wasn't far left. I've always been a moderate person. I do have a little bit more of conservative views as I've gotten older, which is standard. Most people don't stay Democrats into their old age. Most of us. But it's not about being two parties, guys. First of all, my whole thing is I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care what public office you're in. There is no reason, hear me out, no fucking reason to attempt to kill someone over it. Regardless, this is what happens in other countries. This doesn't happen in America, guys, but it's happening. I mean, it's happened before in the past. I'm not blind to it. But when did we become so uncivilized that we can't have a discussion or a disagreement and not agree on things, but find the word? Ready? This is a great one, guys. The word compromise. Okay? I don't feel like the world hates each other, or not the world. Let me back that up. I don't feel like in the United States we hate each other as much as they claim, the media. I think the far right, the far left, take it to that level. And what I mean by that is because I walk outside and I talk to my neighbors who some are Democrats, some are Republicans, some are even independent voters. And we have great conversations. We wave at each other every day. We say hi. You know, we help each other. And even when we have disagreements about things, we talk it out, right? And that's what I'm so blown away by the amount of hate being spewed across the internet, especially. And case in point, and I went and did a post on my private profile on Instagram, and I went and made a comment on the Rolling Stone magazine's Instagram account. And they basically said Donald Trump was shot, pretty much was the post. So I just went to read the comments. I don't know why I chose the Rolling Stone, but I just did. It just so happened to come across my timeline because I like music. Anybody who knows me personally knows I really love music, especially from the 80s. Hey, I'm an 80s metalhead kind of guy. All right. And they came across my timeline, so I just stopped on it. And I just wanted to read the comments. And the comments were so horrific that I can't even believe Rolling Stone magazine allowed it to be fucking posted without removing people with that kind of attitude. You know why? Because it doesn't sell magazines, and those people probably buy their magazine, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So I made a post, and all I said on it was, wow, the comments are the reason why our country is the way it is. Pretty much what I said in a nutshell. Okay? The hate that I received from the left liberals was unbelievably shocking to me. Now, I will say some of them were bots, and I'm going to get on that subject in just a second, but some of them weren't. And the ones that weren't, what is wrong with you? I mean, I was getting comments, I suck Trump's dick. If I did, I'd be a millionaire because I'd be good at it. I'd make sure of it. Just joking, but seriously, call me Donald. And, you know, I got that as a comment. I got, you're an old man, shut the fuck up. The typical stuff, you know, internet tough guys, you know, any of them probably this 53-year-old male would kick the shit out of anyway if I was that guy. But I'm not that guy because I'm trying not to be that guy. But at first it kind of got my blood pressure up. And then I thought to myself, you know what? These are just classless people. Just like there's classless people on the other side of the aisle. And this is where I'm getting at. It's like, why? Just why? But the whole point of it is that I started researching each user that was commenting, and there was a shit ton of them. So I was just responding back with, you know, one-worded answers. Classy. Yeah, intelligent. You know, things like that that would probably just fire them up and gave them a little bit more fuel. But I went and I looked at the profiles. And I would say half were bots. And here's how you can tell a bot. Zero post, maybe two, right? And then they follow 10,000, 20,000 people, but they only have like, they only have like two followers or zero followers. So, which made me start to think, you know, is the media and the powers to be, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, however you want to call it, are they the ones creating this turmoil? Probably. Listen, we are dealing with a really broken corruption in this country. I truly believe it. And I'm not just saying it from the Democrat side. So before anybody gives me any hate mail, I'm not just saying the Dems. I'm saying the whole entire government, there's something wrong. Listen, anybody who knows me personally knows I'm a huge, huge believer in the Constitution. I mean, hell, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you know, the Declaration of Independence. I mean, these are things that I hold very true and close. You know, it's just like I believe everybody has the right to pursuit of happiness, regardless if gender, you know, sex, whatever it may be. I don't care because everybody has the right to pursuit of happiness in this country. And the division that's been created over the last probably 15 to 20 years blows me away. I actually feel sorry for Americans, all of us, because the majority of us are walking around with blinders on. I feel like some of them are waking up. But when we wake up and realize that, guess what? They're not all about us. They're all about making their wallets fatter and making us broke. Plain and simple. If you can tell me, that, you know, from where you were 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, if you feel like you're better off now, tell me. Shoot me an email. Tell me, give me 10 reasons why you're better off now. I'll read them on the air if you really truly think that. But I can tell you myself personally, I'm not. I was doing a hell of a lot better. Hell of a lot better. And it feels like it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Let me ask another thing too. Why do we feel like we have to be the world police? I've never quite understood that. And then people go, to make sure nothing like Germany happens again. Okay, listen, we live in the modern era. That can happen anyway. Even with the United States. If a country has intention, it'll go out and get it done. But I just don't understand what we think that we have to police it for. It literally makes no sense to me. You know, now I don't know how much of this is true, but I did see I'm seeing some posts and things like that, and I haven't had time to fact check it, so don't quote me on this. But, you know, the Ukrainian president bought his wife a car. Didn't we just give them millions and like $1 billion, whatever it is? It's way too much to fight off Putin. So that's where the money's well spent? How about, I thought it was being spent on arms and all this other stuff. But again, I could be being misquoted here. So I could be misquoting, or it could not be fact checked. So if it is, hey, sorry, I just didn't have time for this particular episode. I'm trying to weave all this into my mind of what's happening and what's going on. And I'm sitting here going, it all spews down to this division and this hate. I won't go on and on about it. I'll make this show shorter today. I mean, it's going to be an extremely shorter show. Normally we go 20, 30 minutes. But I just, since Mikey couldn't make it today, he had something come up this morning. So I had to go it alone. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, after this happened this weekend, guys, we need to come together. You know, I'll close on this note. Guys, we need to come together as a country, as fellow Americans. Because at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We're forgetting. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We are fucking Americans, guys. Fucking Americans. Get that through each and everybody's individual skull in this country. At the end of the day, we're all Americans, and we need to respect one another. We don't take shots, take gun pops at people that we disagree with, man. You just don't. You know, and I'm not going to get into the politics because people are like, oh, well, the gunman was a Republican, but he donated to the Democratic Party. Listen, I know what he was doing. I'm not stupid. Well, maybe a little. But I'm not that stupid. Let me put it that way. I was a registered Democrat for many years, even though I voted the Republican way most of the time. And the reason why is because I didn't want some nut job coming in. I wanted to cast a vote for a Democrat that actually had a brain. Okay? That actually would try to make change and keep a nut job out. The same way now, as a Republican, I want to make sure somebody's not trying to get in there that's completely just has zero, you know, taking anybody's human rights away. But back to what I was saying, we have to get along with each other. We have to talk. We have to communicate. It's kind of like when we stay isolated with a country. When you stop talking, that's when things are miss. It's just like a fucking relationship, guys. How many times has it worked out for you when you've had a girlfriend or, you know, or your wife, and you stop communicating with her? Good luck with that, because you know what happens there, right? You break up, or World War III strikes out. So same difference here in politics. It's no different. If you stop communicating with a country and stop having dialogue, now at some point, yes, you got to have to, okay, yeah. You got to have to go get it done and go to war. But how many wars could be averted just by simply having tons of conversation, or not putting the squeeze on another country, or vice versa? You know, just talking, and maybe stop doing the stupid shit you're doing while the talks are going on. That's the problem with people of power. They have that power. They want more of it. They want more of it. But let me just end on this note. Like I said just 3 minutes ago, let's try to communicate. Let's get along. Love thy neighbor, man, and just talk to each other and actually actively listen to them. Because I don't feel like anybody listens to anybody anymore. So with that, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here for today. If you were talking about tech, we'll come back to it next week. But I just wanted to talk about that because I thought that was just super important to get off my chest. So I want everybody to have a fantastic day. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com, where you can follow us on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. You can follow Mikey on Snapchat. He sends nudes. Just kidding. Maybe. Don't forget as well, if you want 20% off on all products over at MasonDangerBeardCO.com, they have some really cool stuff. He's actually got a deal right now, too, where you get a free bottle of Outlaw, I think, an oil. you basically get two oils for the price of one, something along those lines. But it's just between those two blends. I think it's Son of a Beach and Outlaw. You get that as an add-in. So go check it out, guys. I love their product. And I'm not just saying that either. But with that, I will see you guys on the flip side. And have a good one and be nice.
Deuces.